and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is memorial of Kateri Tekakwitha, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara lives in Great Bend, Kansas, and the title of her preaching today is Everyone Deserves a Donut.
A reading from the book of Exodus. A new king, who knew nothing of Joseph, came to power in Egypt. He said to his subjects, "Look how numerous and powerful the people of the children of Israel are growing, more so than we ourselves. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them to stop their increase. Otherwise, in time of war, they too may join our enemies to fight against us, and so leave our country." Accordingly, taskmasters were set over the children of Israel to oppress them with forced labor. Thus, they had to build for Pharaoh the supply cities of Pithom and Ramses. Yet the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread. The Egyptians then dreaded the children of Israel and reduced them to cruel slavery, making life bitter for them with hard work in mortar and brick and all kinds of field work, the whole cruel fate of slaves. Pharaoh then commanded all his subjects, "Throw into the river every boy that is born to the Hebrews, but you may let all the girls live." The word of the Lord. It was a Sunday morning, and we got a donation of donuts and pastries. I was responsible for cutting them in half and keeping them available on the serving line. A little boy, about 5 or 6, stood in front of me with a question in his eye. Pointing to the donuts, he then pointed to himself and said, "Me?" "Of course," I replied. Suddenly, his eyes lit up, and he took a few seconds to find the best one. It was at this moment that I realized why a parent would spend the last of their money, leave their homes and their language and their families to migrate to the United States, to see a smile on their child's lips and in their eyes, to know that they could build a life where their child would not just survive, that is, eat oatmeal, but also thrive, also have a donut. As I reflected on the passage from Exodus, it sounded a lot like what's happening today. A new king, or rather president, comes to power. He doesn't seem to understand the value of people who look or speak differently from him. He just sees that they seem to be growing in number, and they may soon be more numerous than his tribe. Fearing that they may take over the country, now it was not good enough that they were paid dismal wages, made to do backbreaking work, and required to pay taxes without receiving any of the benefits, this king ordered that they be forced back to where they came from without concern for their safety. Children were taken from their parents, and while they weren't thrown into the Potomac River, many were lost, and to their parents, never to be found. History repeating itself. Well, let's consider one more point in history. 1,500 years from the time of our Exodus story, another child threatens those in charge. He and his family are forced to flee to another land, ironically to Egypt, where they must rely on the generosity of strangers to survive. We know this event from the life of Jesus. King Herod ordered the killing of baby boys in order to kill Jesus as well. We are shocked and saddened when we read about the Israelites, their expulsion from Egypt and the slaughter of their little boys. We are shocked by the death of the holy innocents by Herod, But are we shocked what's happening to any immigrants today? We should be. We should also be enraged. The Israelites and Mary and Joseph took action to protect their children. Today's immigrants, refugees, and asylum seekers are just doing the same thing.